Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, what's happening, everyone? Hope you enjoyed the show that's about to come up. Before we get to it, just want to give you all a heads up about Red Men Plus, the ultimate Liverpool streaming service. If you want more Liverpool content, both in video and podcast form, head over to redmenplus.com, sign up, and you'll get even more amazing Red Men content every single day. I promise you will not regret it. It is absolutely fantastic. Hope you enjoy this show. Hello everyone and welcome to the Red Men TV. Stee here. Yeah, it's the starting 11 prediction show for Liverpool's trip to Aston Villa on Boxing Day. Yeah, the Reds came back in League Cup action on Thursday, but they're back in Premier League action on Sunday. A much, much more important game, I would suggest. The Reds actually go into this, if you think back to post-World Cup, in relatively decent league form. Obviously, wins, the Tottenham win in particular, obviously stands out. Win against Southampton before the break. So, yeah, it's a big game where Aston Villa. It's been a game that Liverpool have narrowly won on a couple of occasions in the recent past. I was there last season when, yeah, they went 1-0 down, had to come back again. All these players behind me on this board, I believe, are available for selection for the game. Roberto Firmino there is touch and go, I believe. But other than that, yeah, I'm going to go through and I'm going to pick the 11 that I reckon Jürgen will start this game with. If you are in the YouTube comments right away, let me know your thoughts as we go through. But yeah, we might as well just crack on with it. What is a massive game for the Reds? Obviously, Keith Kelleher started in goal yesterday at City. But obviously, Alisson Becker is back for this one. He's fit and available and he's going to go. So I'll go and move Keith over to the bench. I'll launch Adrian down there for now. I don't think Liverpool are going to go with the two goalie thing. Right then, the back four. Jürgen's press conference, again, at time recording this show, was finished like 15, 20 minutes ago. He said Trent hasn't trained properly yet, but the hopeful that he might do, he's done a bit of the session, he was unwell. My guess is he'll start at right back. So I might as well throw him in down there. So then I've got a choice of who goes at centre-half. We've got Matip and Van Dijk, Gomez. Nath Phillips is still available as well. But I do believe he's going to go with Joel Matip again. And the return of Virgil van Dijk with Andy Robertson playing at left-back. That's what I reckon Jürgen's going to do for this one. Some people might disagree, rather. I still think that's our best back four. I think Ibu Konate is very, very close into that as well. But I do think that is, what at the moment, Liverpool's strongest back four. I'm a big Joel Matip fan, but listen, I think you are splitting hairs either way. But nice to have Van Dijk back, nice to have Alisson back, and nice to have Trent Alexander-Arnold back as well. Let's move these lads over this side for now. So Nat, Gomez, Ramsey and Tsimikas can all head over towards my bench area for now. I'll pick my subs in a minute. Right then, midfield's interesting. Actually, quite a lot of options available, unlike Liverpool in recent days or months or weeks or whatever. Although some of these lads might be more accustomed, and I'm thinking really of Carvalho and Chamberlain, probably class more as forward options at the moment. I think he's going to start with Fabinho. I think he's going to start with Thiago, definitely. And then I've got a choice on the right-hand side. Do I think it's going to be Henderson? Or do I think it's going to be Harvey Elliott? My guess is he's going to go Hendo. So I'm going to put Fabinho at DM, Thiago left, and Jordan Henderson right. That's what I'm going to go with. And I've Harvey Elliott on my bench over here, along with Stefan Bajcetic. Let's leave Fabio Carvalho here for now and Oxlade-Chamberlain, because they are very much forward options, and it means Naby heads over here as well for now. Again, I'll sort my nine subs out in a minute when I get to it. Right then, forward options. Mo Salah's a safe, no point to even discuss that one. Mo Salah plays right. I think Darwin plays left. I don't think Ben Doak's in, to be honest. Roberto Firmino is touch and go at time and recording. I'm going to put him over here for now. Hopefully he can make me bench, and I'm going to put Ben Doak down there as well. I've got Carvalho and I've got Chamberlain for the last available spot. Obviously, Carvalho started the game against Man City. Oxlade-Chamberlain came on in the game against City. What was interesting was that Jürgen said, that Oxlade-Chamberlain was going to play if he wasn't ill. But Carvalho did well, scored the goal, although he was taken off at half-time. I personally would pick Carvalho, but I think Jürgen is going to pick Chamberlain.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I think that's what he's going to do. I think he's going to walk to the Chamberlain. I know that might annoy some people. I get it. I personally will go Carvalho. I've got a feeling he's going to play Oxlade-Chamberlain left wing, if I'm honest. Yeah, I do. I don't think it's quite ready. Got a comment here from Lucas who says Naby. I just don't think he's going to start Keita, if I'm honest. Malik says I'd go Salah through the middle, Nunes left and Fabio right. He's not going to move Mo Salah. Mo Salah's going to stick on the right-hand side. I just don't see it. Darwin on the left, Ox on the right and Mo through the middle, said Dylan. Again, I just don't see them doing that. He just doesn't want to do that. I think he's going to keep Salah. I'm not sure about Nunes centre forward, I'll be honest. You could even put Ox kind of like in a false nine position and Nunes left. And they'll probably interchange throughout the game if this how he does line up. But I've got a feeling, I'm with that. The only one I'm unsure about in my head, I'll be honest, I don't know if it's going to be Henderson or Elliott. Jürgen loves Harvey Elliott. And obviously, Hendo's been away with England as well and he got on the pitch a lot near the end of it. But Villa away, tough game. I think he might go with the captain on the pitch to start with. And listen, if you've got to change things around, then so be it. So, right then, there's me 11. Let's pick a bench and then we can discuss a couple of options. So, I'm allowed 9 subs. And as it stands, I've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I've got 11 players here, so I need to get rid of a few. Callaghan can stay, Gomez can stay, Phillips, Ramsey, Elliott, Tsimikas. Let's have Ben Doak probably can go on the bench, or off the bench rather. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've got 10. Let's say I think Bajcetic will come away if Bobby Firmino's fit rather. So I think the bench will be Kelleher, Gomez, Phillips, Ramsey, Elliott, Tsimikas, Naby, Carvalho, and again, Bobby Firmino provided these well. Jürgen said, and I've got a quote from XZ in here who's quoted Jürgen for me, I did see as well. Bobby's already on the better side. It's not a major thing, and we'll go day by day with him. But he also mentioned the fact that he might miss a couple of games. It was weird. He mentioned Milner's definitely been ruled out. Obviously, not behind me. There's no Jota. There's no Diaz. There's still no Ibu Konate. Curtis Jones hasn't played for a while as well. So I don't think we're going to see any. Obviously, we're not going to see them, lads. So, yeah, that's my 11. Right, let's have a little look then. Darth Sidious, one of our members. Hello, mate. Says, I'd love to see Doak get some minutes. I don't even think he's going to be on the bench, if truth be told, mate. So, but he is an exciting young player. I suppose in terms of this team that I've got, Carvalho, Firmino, maybe a bit of Naby and Elliott are your attacking options off the bench. I guess if Bobby's not fit, he could go Doak for another attacking option, perhaps. Malik says, I'd remove a defender and bring Doak onto the bench. I don't think he's going to do that, to be honest with you. I think that's how I don't, but yeah, I get it because you've got a couple of centre half options and a couple of full back options. So maybe I am a bit one too heavy on defenders there. Like Gomez could, in theory, be your back right back hand centre half. But with Trent being a bit unwell and only players only just coming back, I don't reckon he'll do that. Chris says, I know it's unlikely, but what about 4-4-2 with Harvey at right mid and Carvalho at left mid? I don't think he's going to change the system, mate. He's had 6 weeks off and Liverpool come straight back into action with a 4-3-3. So if he was going to do it, I think he would have done it yesterday, kind of. So I don't see it happening, to be honest with you. I do think he's going to go 4-3-3 like he always tends to want to do. And Lucas again says, who do you think's got a higher ceiling, Carvalho or Elliott? Good question, I think Elliott has got a higher ceiling, actually, than Fabio Carvalho. But I think Fabio Carvalho might have more goals in his game altogether. But I do think, yeah, I think Elliott's destined to, you know, play for England, go on to play international football. Carvalho, you know, we might do as well, don't get me wrong. And he's a good young player, but I've got a feeling Elliott's probably a little bit ahead of him in the whole pecking order. But yeah, let me know your thoughts then. If you're not watching this live, use the comment section. Chamberlain, the reason I've gone again, Jürgen was going to pick him against City, and he admitted that. It was just that he was unwell. And like I say, he did take Carvalho off. So again, you could go either way with that one. Was he protecting Carvalho because he knew he was going to start him against Aston Villa? What was he doing there? I don't know. But yeah, I think he's going to go Chamberlain off the left. I'm not... Listen, he got involved in the build-up for the goal, didn't he? When he set Darwin down that left-hand flank. And like I say, what he's comfortable doing, if he needs to, you can rotate those through. So Nunes can end up drifting out wide while Chamberlain ends up putting himself up front. We know, I think it's going to be a very tough game against Villa. Unai Emery, he's a good manager. And he'll have them set up well. He's had weeks to prepare for this game. And I think he's going to have a plan. He's always, you know, he's done well relatively against Liverpool. He's caused us problems in the past. So I do think it's going to be a difficult game. I really hope Darwin's found his shooting boots. It'd be handy if he has, because like I say, what I would say about Darwin, he gets loads and loads of chances. He's quick, his movement is strong, he gets in the right places. He just needs to show that little bit more, that killer instinct that the great strikers have always had. He just doesn't look like he's quite got that at the moment. Hopefully that is something he can develop, because he will get chances in this game. Like I say, his goal scoring record this season, all told, has been pretty good. But you could, there's levels to go. And I think he'll know that. And I think everyone knows that. I think Liverpool know that. He's kind of rough around the edges. Just needs polishing up. But yeah, if he can, obviously with no Diaz and Jota, well, until like February for Jota, I think, and March for Diaz, we're going to need Darwin to step up. Mo Salah just can't score all the goals. He'll score loads of goals, but everyone else is going to chip in as well. Because if you look at Liverpool's team that's on the board there, there aren't tons of goals in it. You know, the back four very rarely score, to be honest with you. Van Dijk gets a couple from set plays, but not many this season at least. Fabinho, relatively, he had that little purple patch, didn't he, about a year ago, where he went into a little bit of goal scoring form. But since then, again, we haven't seen much. Thiago doesn't really score, although he did get a very good goal in the little bit, the friendlies we played just before we come back. Hendo rarely scores as well. Chamberlain doesn't really score. Salah does score loads. Darwin has been there or there about someone else. Going to have to step up. Like I say, with Firmino being ill and being day-to-day, that's a blow. Because if he was just 100%, we all know for a fact Darwin would have went out to the left and Bobby could start. So hopefully Bobby recovers from it. Well, sorry, it wasn't illness, I do apologise. He had a knock to the calf, rather. So if he's better with his calf issue, I think he got kicked in training. He isn't one of the ones who will. There's a couple of lads who've been poorly, including Trenton Chamberlain, but yeah, not Bobby. If he can recover, that would be what Luisa went with. Bobby would have been up front and Nunes left, but with so many games, I don't think Jürgen's going to take any chances with anybody. And I'd be shocked, I'll be honest. I'm half expecting Firmino not to be on the bench. If truth be told, I hope, again, I'm wrong and that he's fit and available. But I think he's going to end up going, yeah, like I say, Chamberlain, Nunes and Salah. So, yeah, the 11, I reckon, just to clarify, I've got Ali in goal, got Robbo, Van Dijk, Matip and Trent. Got Fab, Thiago, Hendo, Chamberlain, Nunes, Salah, with Kelleher, Gomez, Phillips, Ramsey, Elliot, Tsimikas, Carvalho, Keita and Bobby Firmino as the bench options. Right, thanks very much for all you guys who got involved in the live chat. Really appreciate you joining in and getting involved and getting your comments in. If you're watching this or listening to this after the fact, use the comment section on YouTube or get involved on our socials. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on TikTok. Get involved however you want to chat to us. Just search for the Redmen TV on any of those platforms, Insta as well, and you'll find us and get your thoughts involved. Me and Chris will be in the studio on Boxing Day for the watch along. So again, yeah, kickoff from Villa Park is at 5:30. Team news will go out about 4:30. So we'll be live on YouTube around 4:15 p.m. So yeah, do come and join Chris and I for the Team News React Show. Join us for the watch along. Mute your tellies. Join us. We'll commentate on the entire game and we'll be a bit more biased. Maybe I say that, way more biased. Unless you listen to Martin Tyler, he's probably being biased the other way. But yeah, come and check us for that. Come and check us out. All the great stuff as well. If you want to digest what happened last night in even more detail, the final word show streamed earlier today on redmenplus.com if you want to go and check that out. And of course the build-up show, that's on YouTube now. So yeah, there's tons and tons and tons of Red Men content both here on the YouTube channel and over on Red Men Plus for you to get involved in. That's it from me for a few days. So yeah, for those of you who celebrate, have a merry, merry Christmas. Hope you have a really, really good one. Come back and see us on Boxing Day. Yeah, I'll see you all there. Take care, everyone.
Thank you so much for that. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com, you get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month, exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.